Anybody can make a tevuah. Anybody who has a behemah that he was mazik, he can take a behemah as chulin and say, "Hareizu tachazu." It should be kodesh, just like the behemah that I was mazik. Echad anashim, the echad nashim, both men and women, if they have a behemah that were mazik, they can make a tmura onto a behemah as chulin. And this also includes a yoresh. Somebody who inherits a behemah that his father was mazik, he also can make a tmura from that behemah that his father was mazik. We're not saying that a person is allowed to make a tmura. As the pasuk says, lo yamer, you're not allowed to make a tmura. Ela she'im hemer mumar v'sofeg esharba. What we're saying is that if b'di'evedi do make a tmura, even though you're not allowed to, the tmura would be chal, and the behemoth chulin would be hegdish, and you would get malchus for being over on that which the Torah says, lo yamer, you're over on a lav, and you get malchus. Hakonim mamirin eshelahem, the Yisrael mamirin eshelahem. Kohanim can make a tmura from behemoth that they have that they were makdish. And Yisrael also can make a tmura on a behemoth that they have that they were makdish. Ein hakonim mamirin lo bachatos v'lo ba'asham v'lo b'bachor. That which we said, that when a kohen had a behemoth that he was makdish, he could make a tmura, that's only if he was makdish the behemoth himself. But if the Yisrael gave him a chatas, or an asham, or a bechor, for the kohen to be makir on the mizbeach, he cannot make a tmura from it, as he could only make a tmura from behema that you own. But the chatas and the asham that was given to the kohen is not his, just he has the right to take a chelet from it after he is makir it. But a bechor, it is the kohen's. When Yisrael gives the bechor to the kohen, the bechor is considered the kohen. So we'll see soon why you're not allowed to make a tmura from a bechor, since the kohen does own the bechor after Yisrael gives it to him. Amar Rabbi Yochanan ben Nuri, v'chi mitnei ma'im amirin b'bechor. Rabbi Yochanan ben Nuri said, why is this din true that you can't make a tmura from a bechor? A kohen that received a bechor should be able to make a tmura, since it is now his. Amar lo Rabbi Akiva, chatas v'asha matana l'kohen, v'ha bechor matana l'kohen. A chatas and asha is given as a matana to the kohen. Not that the chatas and asham is considered the kohen, just he has a chelek from it after that krov. And the bechor is also a matana to the kohen. Ma chatas v'asham ein mamirin bo, afa bechor lo yimirenu bo. Just like a chatas and asham, the kohen cannot make a tmur from it, since he does not own it, he only has a chelek in it. So too a bechor, the kohen cannot make a tmur from it. Amar lo Rabbi Yochanan ben Nuri. Rabbi Yochanan ben Nuri said to Rabbi Akiva, "Ma'li eino meimer b'chatos v'asham she'ein zachin behem b'chayeh, toimar b'chor she'zachin bo b'chayeh." Why are you trying to run out b'chor for chatos and asham? Chatos and asham is different. But the kohen has no schus in it while the behema is still alive. He only has a schus to take a chelek after that krov of the behema, as opposed to a b'chor. The kohen has a schus in it while the behema is still alive, and the b'chor is given to the kohen. The bechor is considered the property of the kohen. Amar lo Rabbi Akiva. Rabbi Akiva responded to Rabbi Yochanan ben Nuri, "V'halo kvar nemar." The pasuk already says, "V'haya hu utmuraso yiyeh kodesh." The original behemoth who is ma'aseh plus the tmura, the behemoth chulin, on which he said, "Areizu tachaseh," that those kodesh. Heichan kedusha chala alav, v'beis habalim, af tmura, v'beis habalim. Just like the original behemoth that he was ma'aseh, where is the Kedusha Chal? In the bias of the original owner who owned the Bechor, that's where the Kedusha was Chal. When the Bechor was born, it became Kodesh. So too, the Tmura could only be Chal in the bias of the original owner of the Bechor. So therefore, even though the coin now owns the Bechor after the Yisrael gives it to him, but since he is not the original owner, he cannot make a Tmura from it, as just like the original Korban was kodesh by the Beit HaBalim, by the original owner. So too, the tmura could only be done by the original owner, as opposed to the kohen, who is the second owner of this bechor. Masechet Tmura, Perek Aleph, Mishnah Beis, Mamirin min habakar al tzon, umin hatzon al habakar. You can make a tmura from cattle onto sheep. If you are Makdish cattle, and you have tzon that is chulin, you can say, I raise you tachazu on the tzon, and it will have kedusha just like the bakar, even though it's not the same type of animal. And so too, you can make a tmura from sheep onto cattle. If you're a matzah sheep, you could say on the cattle, rezu tachazu, and it also will have kedusha. Menakfasim ala izim, umina izim ala kfasim, menatcharim ala nekevois, umina nekevois ala tcharim. You can make a tmura from a lamb onto a goat, or vice versa, from the goat onto the lamb. If you are makdish a kebet, and you have an egg which is chulin, you can say, arezu tachazu, and it will have kedusha, even though it's not the same type of animal, and so too, you could make a tmura from a goat onto a lamb, from a male onto a female. If you're makdish a zachar, you can say on a nekeva, arezu tachazu, and so too, from a nekeva onto a zachar, if you're makdish a nekeva, and you have a behema chulin, which is a zachar, you can say, arezu tachazu. Min ha-tmimin ha-bali mumin, umi bali mumin ala tmimin. And so too, if you're makdish a tamim, a behema which does not have a mum, which is right to be makrib on the mizbeach, and you have a behema chulin, which is a bali mum, which you cannot be makrib on the mizbeach. If you say, arezu tachazu, the behema that's a bali mum will also have kedusha, even though it's not right to be makrib on the mizbeach. And so too, if originally you're makdish a behema, which has a mum, behema got a mum after your makdish, and you have a behemoth chulin, which is a tamim, does not have a mum, and you say, arezu tachazu, the behemoth tamim also will have kedusha. And this we learn out from the Pasuk Shenemar. The Pasuk said, lo yachlit benu v'lo yomer oso. You should not make an exchange from behemoth that you're makdish mur. Should you make a tmura as a chatchili? Not that I make a tmura. Just to the other, if you do so, the tmura will have kedusha. Tov bara o rabito. We shouldn't make a tmura lechatchila. Whether the behemoth chulin in which you want to make the tmura on his tov doesn't have a mum, and the behemoth that you are makdish originally is ra does have a mum, or vice versa, whether the behemoth chulin which you want to make the tmura on is ra has a mum, and the original behemoth that you are makdish is tov, it does not have a mum. In either case, lechatchila you shouldn't make the tmura, but for the avid if you do so, it has kedusha. So we see that you can make a tmura from a behemoth that you are makdish which has a mum. As only the chatchila you cannot do so, but b'di'evit is good. Ezel tov bara. What's the case in which you made a tmura from behemah that were makdish that is ra? When can you make a tmura from behemah that has a mum? The Mishnah answers: bali mumin shakadam hekdishon et mumin. That's only behemah that are bali mumin in which you were makdish before it had a mum. In such a case, you can make a tmura from that behemah onto another behemah. But if it had a mum before you were makdish it, in such a case, it cannot make a tmura, and even b'di'evet, if you say arezu tachasu, it would not have kedusha. Mamirin echad b'shnayim, u'shnayim b'echad. You can make a tmura onto one behemoth that's chulin from two behemoths that are hegdish. You can say arezu, this behemoth chulin should be tachat elu, should be a tmura, tachat these two behemoths that I was originally makdish. You can also make a tmura onto two behemoths chulin from one behemoth that you originally makdish. You could say, Harei Elu, these two behemoths chulin, should be tachazu, should be tmura, tachaz, this one behemoth that I originally makdish. Echad b'mea, u'mea b'echad. You can make a tmura onto one behemoth chulin from 100 behemoths that you are makdish. And so too vice versa. You can make a tmura onto 100 behemoths chulin from one behemoth that you originally makdish. Rabbi Shimon Omer Ein Mamirin Ela Echad Be'echad. Rabbi Shimon said you can only make a tmura onto one behemoth chulin from one behemoth that you originally makdish. Shenemar, this we learn out from the pasuk Va'yahu Utmurasa. The pasuk says that both it, the original behemoth that you were makdish, and the tmura would have kedusha. Mahu Miyuchad. Just like Rabbi Shimon understands that the original behemoth that you were makdish is Miyuchad, is one. As it says, who seems to infer that it's only one, Ashtmurasam Yuchedah, so to the Tmura, in which you are making from this behemoth or Makdish, should also be Miyuchad, should be one, just like the original behemoth or Makdish is one, so too the Tmura is one. So according to Rabbi Shimon, you can only make a Tmura from one behemoth's Kaidesh onto one behemoth's